Welcome to The Common Sense Show with your host, Dave Hodges. We discuss a variety of topics here, including the deep state, the New World Order, Agenda 21. There is no one, no topic beyond Dave's reach, because as you know, you can't dodge the Hodge.
Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show, and we are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. We're really glad you could be with us, and we're in our guest segment right now. Hope you enjoyed the intro part of our program here on both KYH, YouTube, and Global Star Radio Network, Red State Radio Network. Yeah, you're hearing it all in different forums. And we have a terrific guest for you today, and he's someone who makes a periodic appearance about every 4 to 5 weeks, and that's Ronnie McMullen. And Ronnie is, well, he's had his own talk show, and so he's really well-versed in a lot of different areas. You ever wondered how Alex Trebek got so smart? If you asked all those questions for 35 years, you'd be smart, too. And that's kind of what talk show hosts get the beneficiary of being, too. We get smart guests that educate us. And so that's kind of Ronnie's M.O. And today we're going to talk about the economy and related things, and we'll get a little bit into health and maybe even talk a little bit about Get the Tea, because I'm hearing good things. Ronnie, welcome to the show. I'm glad you could join us.
How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing terrific under the circumstances. Yeah. Inmate 666 reporting for duty. And, you know, this I have failed to understand the logic, and this is the only thing about COVID I'll say, I promise. But we're just talking about essential business, not COVID, just stupid governors. How can a casino be open but not a gym or a church?
Because it's not anything but, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, because there's no common sense whatsoever in everything that's going on at this time.
Mm-hmm. And we've got total lawlessness. As you know, Hillary Clinton does not have to appear. Two Obama judges on the appellate level said, nope, you don't have to testify. You could have committed all the crimes you wanted to, and we're not going to make you accountable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And so, and we have the San Francisco Mafia that's quite busy. And they involve politics, obviously. Politics are at the top of the list. Politics is how you change the people. And so I think we're at a point right now where there's a huge energetic darkness over actually the whole world right now, the United States leading in this. And, if we don't stand up and, I heard this kind of motivational speaker the other day, and he said something that was kind of blew me away. I listen to a lot of spiritual leaders, and when I say that, I don't mean, pastors, but I mean just people that really have a good understanding of spirituality. And I was listening to this guy, and he basically said, what do we come to Earth for? And people don't have to agree with me with this. That's okay. Most people don't anyway. What do we come to Earth for? And I was thinking, everybody always talks about what's my purpose? What's my, it's finding your purpose for the 80 or 100 years you're here. Nobody's here at 100 usually, but so what's our purpose to come to Earth? And I thought, I don't really have an idea. So I'm curious what this guy says. He says, we come to Earth to die. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it was so profound. It was like, yeah, I guess we do. So he says, so if you're coming here to die, don't you think that your death should be meaningful? And I thought, well, that sounds pretty good. Okay. And he says, so here's the deal. So our freedoms are being taken away, and we're allowing it to happen, and things are going very wrong, and you know they're wrong, and you're not doing anything about it. And why aren't you doing anything about it? Because you're scared. You're scared what they are going to do to you. And he says, what are they going to do to you? Kill you? Then wouldn't it be right to stand up for your rights and die that way. And I thought, man, it's kind of deep. And you think to yourself, you know, because if you look at, like, I look at my grandson. He's going to be 3. And I think to myself, what kind of world's going to be there for him? You know, I'm a little older. I'm going to pass. And I've lived a pretty good life. So I look at him and I go, he's 3 years old. We're in the middle of a pandemic, you know, at least I won't go any further with that, but we know what there really is. And what's his life going to be like? And I think, isn't it our job, the elder of the crowd, to stand up to help the youth come through so that they have something? Because the darkness, you know, the San Francisco mafia, the Pelosi's of the world, and all these people that are thinking they're going to run the world, and again, this is just their thoughts, very off, they're going to run the world, and they're doing it for purposes of greed, of power, and you just think to yourself, I don't want this kind of leader, so shouldn't we stand up and do something about this? We are literally, you know, with the mask, we're completely giving our freedoms away. We're giving, you know, here, you can open this business, but this one you can't. This one you can do social distancing, this one right here you don't. So it's almost like we have, I hope I can say this, you can edit it, I guess. It sounds like we have COVID on a leash. And meaning that if you protest, then it's okay to not have a mask.
Yeah.
But if you go in public and not have a mask, then you're in trouble and can be fined. And the fines always are funny too. So, you know, I remember the 55 miles an hour saves lives and they changed the, you know, the speed limit up to 70, 75. But how about any of those tickets? Let's say you were doing 55 and you got a ticket for $175 and you were doing 65 miles an hour. And later, the speed limit ended up being 70 or 75. Shouldn't we get our money back? Because one moment it was, you know, not good and saving lives at 55 miles an hour, and the next moment we need to get this traffic moving at 65, 70, 75 miles an hour. And this is kind of like our marijuana deal. You know, you get blasted for carrying so much marijuana, and then they make it legal. And here we have people still in prison. Something's wrong with this picture. It says the system doesn't work. And we have all this greed where we have all the people in political realm taking money from corporate, protecting the rights of corporate. Monsanto's being, their butts are being sued off. I don't think they're going to have any money left when this is over. And that's not counting all the thousands and thousands of people have died. So, but we're going to cover them because profits are important. DuPont, we're going to cover them because profits are important. And this is the same thing with pharma. And here's the sad point. We need pharma. We need it. We just don't need it corrupt, but we need it. Supplements are great. And I obviously, you know, I'm the head of a supplement company. So supplements are great, but there are some things supplements can't do. The key is shouldn't we have more testing on pharma to make sure that everything is safe so that we don't have these 100+ thousand deaths every single month or every single year? We don't want that. So we should have more rigorous testing. This goes even with vaccines, you know. Okay, we tested it on Bob and he croaked, so this is probably not a good dose, you know. It's like, well, I think we need a little better testing, longer testing, because, you know, a lot of the tests go out 2 and 3 years, and that's considered a good test. And there's no way these vaccines that are going on have been tested for 2 or 3 years. So there's a problem there. But I'm not against vaccines, and I'm not against pharma as a whole. We need some of this stuff, some of these stuff that herbs can't do. But roll the clocks back 100 years, and what you have is a lot of herbs were doing the main job. There still was some pharma there. There still was some synthetic things there. but it wasn't like it is today. Now it's like that today because, and we can use the CBD issue, because they can't patent CBD, so they have to do a synthetic version with CBD in it so they can have the healing power, and that way they can have their own copyright, their own whatever you call it on there, that it's theirs. And this is the issue at hand. So we have a lot of good things. We could talk about diabetes. There's a lot of good things that drive the blood sugars down, but we have to have it be ours. And it's not a copyright. I said the wrong thing. Copyrights were papers. But anyway, patent. There we go. So they want to carry the patents. They carry the patents on the vaccines. They carry the patents on the pharma. They carry the patents on everything. But you can't patent a pine tree. So there's the problem. So they have to synthesize it and do something with the pine tree to make it to where they can patent it. Now, once they patent it, it's the money. So, and there's nothing wrong with making some money on pharma. I mean, supplements, you make money too. But to make, you know, 1,000, 2,000, 5,000%, that's a little tough.
Yeah, it really is. And the margin of error on that is slim for anyone to turn a profit. I totally agree with you. When you look at what you're talking about, trends to the future, what do you think is going to come out of this?
Usually when there's a huge mistake, there's a huge lesson. And we're back again where we were in the 30s, in my opinion. A lot of people died.
Yes.
A lot of people died with Cheney and the Iraq war and the weapons of mass destruction, which was all made up, and, you know, all this stuff. So, but I guess 600,000 people was not enough. So they want to bring this into the millions, which, you know, in the days of Hitler, and all the mistakes that were made at that time, we had millions of people that died. You know, under Stalin, under Hitler, we had a lot of people that died. Innocent people, yep. Women and children, mm-hmm. Males. It wasn't just war victims.
Or even so persecution victims. There were some dire circumstances.
Yes, yes. Starvation, we can go on.
Yeah.
So there was, and the key to this is, why did this happen? Why did Germany take that, you know, and we can go into all the history of it, but history most of the time is wrong because that they just put in the books what they want you to know, what they want the next generation to learn. So it's probably altered quite a bit, but the long and the short of it is we didn't learn our lesson and we had millions of people die in the days of the Nazi regime. And the Nazi regime was transferred through Project Paperclip and brought where? To America. So let's not talk about people right now. Let's talk about the spiritual transfer. So we had these people that had no problem killing people, no problem making weapons of mass destruction, clear back in the 30s, that were being altered also by the UFO industry and the fact that there was entities that were influencing the minds of man. And so we had this going on, and a lot of people go, what are you talking about? We'll talk there later. So we had a lot of stuff going on, and this all transferred in Project Paperclip over to the United States, bringing what? The atomic bomb, bringing things that we shouldn't be meddling with. And again, also the influence of extraterrestrials coming in. This is what we saw in Roswell. This is what we saw in the Grata Treaty and in Edwards Air Force Base, we saw all these things. Interestingly enough, in this pandemic time and this political circus time, what is the government doing? And I love it. This is great. They're putting a panel together to investigate UFOs. In the time of a pandemic, I mean, really? You want to put it like you've never seen one before? You've never investigated one before? You've never dealt with a crashed ship before? You've never, you know, really? You really want us to believe that? And the timing is the essence. The timing is during the pandemic when people are upside down, borderline, we're turning our cities into prisons. And right before our eyes, I know I'm going off the edge, but people love me for that. this guy's going to talk like crazy, so let's do it. Let's listen. But it's true. It's true. I mean, think about this. Kamala Harris is being put in at the vice president stage, everybody hates her. I mean, the Democrats hate her, the Republicans hate her, the liberals hate her, the dogs and cats of the city hate her. I mean, they all hate her. Why would this be? And this is all done by they and them. This is not done by Biden. Biden didn't go, I like her hairdo. I think I want her for vice president.
Yeah. You know? Good hairspray.
Yeah, good hairspray. You know? And so this is not a Biden thing. This is a they and them thing. So here's the question, and maybe you can help me, Dave. What is the agenda when it's so, I call it, their butts are in the wind? I mean, their naked butts are out there. You can see it. Now, some people say, it's because they're scared. Yeah, maybe, don't think so. They don't plan these things like last week. This is a huge plan that we've never seen. So what is really going on that Kamala Harris is, and I mean, she's going to make Hitler look like, probably Mr. Rogers. I mean, she is ruthless. I do not think, you know, we always made jokes that Dick Cheney didn't have a heart, and this is why he went through, you know, so many heart problems. I don't think she has a heart. I'm not sure if she has a soul. What is your thoughts, Dave?
Well, she is the globalist choice because she is so evil that she'll carry out their evil mandates without question. So they tried to front her out. They funded her well in the Democratic primary, and she was the leading money raiser, but she only could garner 7% of the vote. And they said, man, all this bad stuff's coming up about you. Let's hide you. We'll bring you in through the back door of a dementia guy. And we know we can get you in as president this way. And that's what I think is going on here.
Well, it's just interesting. You can bring her in, but my question is, why did they and them pick her?
Because she'll carry out their depopulation schemes. They'll carry out their purges.
Yeah, but it's so far over that, I mean, usually they and them are sneaky. You know, they're kind of sneaky. But there's no sneaky here.
Nope.
Her butt's bare in the wind. Nope. So, you know, everybody sees she's evil. And even the Democrats, which are basically the torch carriers for the New World Order, they're saying, yeah, this is kind of scary. You scary, Bob? Yeah, Joe, I'm scared. She scares me. Yes, she does. You know, I mean, they're all scared. So this is something that there's no sneaky anymore. This is something that's right out there in the middle of everywhere. So are they testing the people to say, just how stupid are you people? Will you vote for Biden? I mean, are they that stupid, or are they that corrupt that they're like, okay, 3 votes for Trump and $335 million for Biden? You know, you go, what? You know? So I don't know what's going on, but I think we need to look around. And, of course, the shadow banking system, they went broke in September of 2019. And isn't it funny, all of a sudden we have a major disease in November of 2019 that starts. So
that's a conspiracy, and we cannot go there. There is no such thing as a conspiracy because the CIA told me so.
Okay, gotcha. Well, I just think, you know, are we putting the welcome mat on stupidity?
Yes.
Are we saying, you know what, it's time to throw the baby and the bathwater out with common sense? What is going on?
There's no common sense.
There's no common sense. You know, how can these... Oh, and here's this thing, is they're printing money like crazy.
Yeah.
They're just, you know, I mean, it is like crazy. They're printing it faster than they're printing Costco toilet paper. So what does that mean for us? I can tell you what it means. You're going to be wiping your butt with a $20 bill because it ain't going to be worth nothing. And what are they doing? See, the Christians used to talk about this, and I bought into it for a week and realized that this is just a bunch of bull, and that is the transfer of wealth. Transfer of wealth from the bad guy to the good guy. That's not what the transfer of wealth is.
I would agree with that entirely.
The transfer is coming from the good guy to the bad guy. And they're transferring wealth as fast as they can. And so we had the banking system that went out and grabbed our property in 2008 because everything went kaput. And here we are in 2020 or the first part of 2021, we're going to see the commercial real estate just tank because sure it is because nobody's renting any buildings. Nobody's, you know, how many businesses are going out of business right now and we're still afloat. We still don't have major unemployment. We still are doing pretty well. And we say, oh, it's because of Trump. And I'm going, you know, I'm not against Trump, and he's definitely done some really good things, but we're not afloat because of Trump. We're afloat because of their picture that they want us to watch, the illumination of their illusion. But that's going to give way here shortly. And if you're not ready to go, you could be in some big trouble. And it could be a huge crash followed by inflation. Then where would we be? So I think we've got some tough times coming. And here's the sick thing too, and you probably talked about this. If Trump gets elected, and you know, by all means he should, there's going to be hell to pay. But if Biden gets elected, there's going to be hell to pay too. So it's not like the election is going to be one side, oh, this is going to be great, or the other side is going to be terrible. I think it's going to be terrible both sides because they're going to do everything they can to get Trump out. And I don't even want to talk about it on air, but when they want somebody out, they definitely use incredible means. So that's going to happen. And if he doesn't win, and they use the corruption to the highest level, I mean, they've got Anderson Cooper attacking a pillow guy. I mean, where is our world coming to? He's attacking my pillow. Really? I mean, seriously? So if Trump doesn't win, I think he's going to talk like howdy doody. And guess what? I was going to do this, but this is what happened. I think he's going to talk. And maybe
by talk, you mean tell deep, dark secrets that people don't want him to talk about?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I think that's real possible. I do. He's showing signs. He acquiesced to the national so-called emergency, but he's showing signs of bounce back. And he shows signs of being really angry. I think you're right, Ronnie. I think you're right on the money.
Well, if he's going to do these stupid tweets that hurt him, can you imagine if he loses the election? He's going to be like
Twitter will
explosion.
Ban him. Social media will ban him.
Yeah, but he still has the means. It's not like this guy's a poor guy. This guy's got bucks. So this guy can start buying TV stations and put himself on. I mean, and they can't pull him down. So, you know, you can't keep somebody good down. You just can't. You can think you can. And this is the other thing, is they and them always think they're in control, but they're not. But if we don't step up to the occasion and use our common sense and use our freedom of rights and all of this, if we don't do that, this is going to be like the fall of Rome. It's going to be the fall of America, except it's going to look like Rome. And supposedly the Christians were being eaten by lions. Wonder what's going to happen for 2020, 2022. They have things in order. And we're not even getting into the depths of the weather changing, the virus unleashing, the viruses. We're not talking about any of that. We're just talking about the politics side, and it's looking grim.
I don't think they care. As long as they get their climate change New Green Deal in.
Yeah, and the New Green Deal is about ushering us into big cities so that we have, you know, 300, 500,000, a million people in a city, and we can have, you know, 50,000 troops that surround us to keep us in our cities. They can't do that with the rural people. So that's why they're going to go, hey, you know what we'll do? We'll put a beautiful shopping center so you have a Target and a Whole Foods and all this good stuff. I mean, think about it. Whole Foods is owned by who? Amazon? Mm-hmm. So we have a Whole Foods. We have a Target. We have some of these different stores, and you literally can go two blocks into a high rise, and that's where you live. You'll have underground parking in the garage for your car, but you don't really need it very much because you're kind of under lockdown because of, you know, pandemic. So that's not really going to work well. And you work from your home 4 days a week. So where is commercial real estate in that? Not too much. Where is private housing in that? Not too much. And pretty soon those people that are just kind of watching over to help you get to Whole Foods, though, all of a sudden they're going to be carrying M16s. And you're going to say, boy, he's changed his attire. He looks like military. What is this? Except it won't be our military. It'll be private military. That way they can go with the orders of they and them.
Like the UN?
Yeah. I mean, these tests were run in the 90s. You know, would you fire upon somebody if they won't give up their weapon in America?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That Palm Springs survey, I remember that.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
But it was at 29 Palms.
It was at 29 Palms. And yep. I think it was 73% of the soldiers said they would not fire on an American to give up his weapon. So they said, well, that's not going to work. So this is why we'll bring Chinese in, or we'll bring Korea, or we'll bring London, British, whatever. We'll bring in somebody else that will do it, will do the job, because they're not American.
Wow. I'm stuttering because I'm afraid you're right.
Well, these are things, you know, and I've studied this for a long time, and I ushered it out the back door because it's depressing and it makes your body upside down, your chemistry, fight or flight, your chemistry goes bad. And obviously, I have a supplement company, and I try very hard to be healthy, but really part of your health is in your mind. And so when you follow this negativity, and it's pretty real, I think that's the problem, is they say, oh, conspiracy theory. First of all, look up the word conspiracy on its own. Second, look up the word theory on its own. And those two words shouldn't be in the same sentence, but the CIA is pretty sharp. So when you put these words together, then they label you. It's just like if you look at anything on UFOs or extraterrestrials, anything on that, you will never find it in the mainstream media. Why? Because you have to look at who owns the mainstream media. And if you look at who owns the mainstream media, it's interesting how their tentacles go into the UFO world, but they don't want it on any kind of box to any kind of way to where you basically can hear it. So they don't want it in any news media, mass media. They want it, in fact, they really don't even want it on the alternative media. And so they say, well, geez, we can't really do anything about the alternative media, so let's just label them conspiracy theorists or wackos or tinfoil hat people. And it's like, well, I don't think that's quite really the truth. But that's what they'll tell you is the truth. And then you look at what MKUltra is and how close it lines up to alien abduction, and it's like two straws that are the same size. So they don't want you to have common sense. They want you to – and, you know, why do people, when they start really investigating extraterrestrials, do they turn up dead? This is another factor. So there, when I say that we've been influenced by extraterrestrials, I am not joking. But there are two kinds of extraterrestrials. There's actually thousands, but let's just use two basics so people can understand it. There's the good guys and the bad guys in extraterrestrials, just like there's the good guys and the bad guys in human beings. So you have extraterrestrials that are coming and bringing the dark in and saying, here's what you do. And supposedly, you know, the military industrial complex is saying, oh, well, we'll get all this information from these ETs and then we'll use it back on them and take them out. That's got to be the lowest common sense ever. That's got to be the lowest IQ ever. They're never going to give you everything, so they're always going to be a step ahead of you. But here's what people don't realize, is there's also what I call the watchers, and the watchers are what we might say the good guy. They have power that comes from the Creator, and they can't do anything unless they're given the order, which is much like our military. You can't go take out a city unless you have an order, and you need to make sure there's certain things set up before you take that city. So it's kind of the same thing, except no one talks about the Watchers hardly at all, except for the Christians, and they've kind of got it tweaked as well. So the Watchers are here when the order comes to protect us. And this is why all of a sudden you'll have a UFO fly over a nuclear base and turn it on, turn it off, and set missiles up. And they're fooling around with things so they know exactly how to shut things down when we get bizarre shooting ourselves in the foot. Kamala Harris is going to put us into a bad place. I see it coming. And it was with war military when the money system can't be stored. And this goes back to even things like outside the banking system. They want, this is why they want to create their own Bitcoin. So Bitcoin's outside of the monetary system. They want to create their own government Bitcoin, which I think they've already created. And they want people to invest in that and put in that so they can always have your money. This is why the debit card, this is why money banking inside computers. Because quite honestly, you could have $13,000 in there today and all of a sudden it'd be hacked and you have zero tomorrow. But if you have $13,000 in real money in your house, you still have $13,000. Somebody's got to come in and take it. So, and there's a lot of, you know, if it's in person, there's a lot there to take. Where if it's on a computer, you won't know who it is or what it is or anything like that. So we're under some dark times, and I think the only thing that's going to save us is our faith and our courage. And there's not a lot of courage out there, and the faith is dwindling.
I think... contemplating what you're saying, and I'm thinking, you know, I could go down two tributaries, and this is where my mind is going, and it's like I'm doing a form of mental masturbation right here. We're facing the possibility, this is why I hesitated, because I hate to say this, because then it renders you and me in, irrelevant. We could be facing an AI total information control. From the moment you get up to the moment you go to bed, you're inundated with their propaganda 24/7.
Yeah.
And voices like ours are extinguished. That's what caused me the great hesitation. Because, see, if that's the case, then what the hell, Ronnie? Let's just go get a place and raise some beets and forget all this crap.
Yeah. Well, the farmer's going to come under great attack here soon. So that's not going to work.
No, I was just speaking metaphorically, but
yes.
why knock our brains out doing what we're doing?
Because there still can be an awakening.
Yeah.
And that's why we do what we do. There still can be awakening. I mean, there are going to be some people listening to me and saying, he has lost his cookies. And there's going to be others that go, he's dead on, spot on. So it's really, it depends on belief systems, you know? And I watch people. It's kind of like, you know, I had a show last night. I was on in quite a few stations. But long and the short of it is I said, you know what? If I take my supplements, I have no problem going into a room with people that have COVID. And somebody thought that was very extreme and crazy. And I said, no. To me, this is not crazy. Now, I wouldn't want to go up and give them a big lip locker, you know. I wouldn't want to have them cough all over me. But on the same token, I would go in the room and, you know, maybe they need something or whatever. I would go in there because I would know that my immune system is built and I know that I won't get sick. I know that. And emphasis on know, K-N-O-W. I know this. So... The number one thing the pharmaceutical has a hard time beating is the placebo. What's the placebo hooked to?
Exactly.
It's hooked to the mind. So if I have, it doesn't matter if I'm taking a sugar pill. If I'm taking something and I believe that that's going to keep me safe and I go into a room with COVID, guess what? It's going to keep me safe. End of story. They can't beat it. So this is why they alter the test. They alter the test because the double-blind placebo test, they don't win. Very rarely do they win, or they'll win by, like, you know, 0.25% or something that doesn't even make a difference.
And here's how they win, though. They take the high placebos and put them in the experimental group, so it makes it look like whatever they're testing is better than it really is.
Yes. And this goes back to corruption, and we are at a level of corruption. We're on a level of corruption with our news media, with how we can talk. You know, if sponsors, you know, you look at pharma sponsors, CNN. So here, you know, he's going to attack anything. This is why you'll never see anything in the supplements. You look at Hollywood. Hollywood is completely, you ever notice that all of the actors and actresses are Democrat? Now, why is that? Because they're not Democrat at all. They're New World Order. That's what they are. And not all of them. I don't want to blanket them all. There are a few that stand out, but isn't it funny when those few stand out and say, hey, I'm a Republican and I'm for Trump or whatever? They get smashed by the rest of the group. They get smashed by the rest of the New World Order people that have signed their souls off into hell. And hell is not somewhere you go. Hell is right now, right here, real time. So, and this is why, you know, and you look at the connections. You just, all you do is open your eyes and you start seeing things and you say, wow, this is all, just like they're putting a task force together to study UFOs. It's not that's important. It's the release of the information at the timing. That's what's important. They've been studying UFOs for eons. They know what's going on. Half the ships we see out there are ours. They've been reverse engineered. This is a reality. Whether you like it or not, whether you believe it or not, this is happening. So I'll be honest with you. The fact that they said they're going to study and they're putting this task force sounds powerful, by the way. We have a task force investigating UFOs. Oh, wow. I am wow-wee. Can I sit on here and throw a flag around? And wow, I'm excited about this. Wow. No, this is something that's been going on for eons, so it's just verbiage. And what do they say? Because I always believe they have to tell us what they're doing before they do it to us.
I agree with that.
I think it's something into the mental and the consciousness or something that you go, we're going to torture you, so let's show you 5 movies on Netflix that's all about torture. And if you look at movies on torture, there's a lot of movies on torture. And not talking about documentaries. I'm talking about just movies that have torture in them. And you think, why all of a sudden are they putting a bunch of torture in there? Because they're saying something. Why did we go through a phase with Steven Spielberg where it was all about UFOs? Because they're telling us something. They're always telling us something. So this is why you don't see many G-rated movies. You don't see any good movies. You know. And if you want good movies, you got to go to Disney and pay up the nose. And we wonder why our energetics are down.
And what do you mean by energetics?
Our energy levels are down.
Okay.
Okay? We are in a phase where it's kind of like if you go into a room and you're feeling kind of you're not feeling the greatest. You're not depressed, but you're not exactly happy. You go in a room and 20 people are in there, and they are so happy. They are so content. They're great. How are you doing, Dave? How's it going? I'm so glad you came tonight. I'm so glad. Have a seat. Can we get you something to drink? You know what? After about 30 minutes, you're flying. But I could turn the same thing around where you're flying and you go into a room with 20 people that are talking about all the depression and all the things that are happening. What's going to happen? In 30 minutes, you're toast. So right now we have energetics and we have energies that are going on that are all pure negative. I mean, think about the news every day. If you get on the news, you look at CNN, MSNBC, and of course, it's really not news. It's unfair to say that. If you look at the opinion stations and their opinions for the day, they're always negative. Trump did this, Trump did that, so-and-so did this, so-and-so's this, 5 people died at this, you know, 10 people got shot over here. They don't talk about, you know, hey, 3 triplets got born today and they're all healthy and they don't bring you the good stuff. They bring you the crap. And so when you've been crapped on and crapped on and crapped on, you start smelling. And this is where the earth is right now, is we're all smelling. And I would think the Creator is listening right now, listening to me and listening, not that I have a voice, but listening to the people of the earth, because probably 80 or 90% of them, because the rest of them are, you know, hell in a handbasket. They're just completely evil. But the 80 or 90% that are probably crying out right now, they're crying out. They're saying, please help me. If you're real, please help me. Please help us. Please help us change. We're in a bad place right now. Please help us. And some of them are crying out. Some of them are starving. Some of them are being tortured. This is a time where we need to unite and get courage. And, you know, courage is hard to find in a bad time. It really is.
Yeah. It is. You're going to give me another hesitation moment here, because what's lacking in this country is, one, people don't know themselves, and two, if they don't know themselves, they can't muster courage because they have nothing to stand for. They have nothing to defend.
Yeah, and it goes back to they don't know their purpose. They don't know why they came here. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know anything. And, you know, and of course, most people in the younger age, and I'm not trying to dog everybody, but it's just, it's not your fault. It's what you've been taught. You have zero common sense. You know, a lot of these people can't get out from underneath the rain. And it's unfortunate. It's not their fault. And this is something that, you know, they need some of the older people to come up and say, hey, I can see you're bewildered and you don't know what to do. Come stay with me. Come on, follow me. And we teach them. Being in the streets with guns is dangerous.
Yes. Oh, yeah, we're not, you and I are not going to decide what happens.
Nope.
That's going to be up to generals.
What we do is we be Batman. I know this sounds crazy. That doesn't mean put on a black cape and all of this in the black boots. That's not what I'm saying. But if you ever notice, he picks his battles. He doesn't just jump into the main realm and the main mix of everything going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
He picks his battle. And our battle is to use our mind, to use our love, to use our soul. That's what we need to do. That's what we need to do. And we need to bring some of these youth alongside of us. Instead of throwing stones at them and say, come on with me. I'll teach you.
But who's going to listen? I mean, here's my frustration. Boy, I'm really bearing my soul here. But I work my tail off. I do about 10 podcasts a day, about 2 interviews, radio interviews or TV interviews a day. I write an article a day. And I'm thinking, how much have I really moved the needle? And maybe I suck and I don't deserve to move the needle. So I look at other people who I think are talented and they ain't moving the needle that much either.
Here's the deal, Dave. It doesn't matter if we move the needle. It matters what we do. So who cares? Who cares if and if we're looking at our needle being moved, we're looking in the wrong direction in the first place. You know, I don't care if people go, oh, I'm not following Ronnie. I go, that's fine. Or people say, boy, I want to follow him. He's got it going on. That's fine. But I can't look at the needle because then the needle becomes your power. And that's not where I want to be. Where I want to be is we need people to lead and to come into a great place of hope and love and strength and courage right now and stand up to this evil that's going on. Stand up to the Kamala Harris's. Stand up to the Doug Ducey's. You know, this is not right what's being on. And every single dirtbag that's in political office has some connection to some corporate place that pays them money.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're right. Here, let me ask you, how's the tea business?
You know, I let the tea business do what the tea business needs to do, you know, and it helps people. And that's really cool. We're doing decent right now. You know, we're not breaking doors down by any means, but we're doing good. And it helps people stay in a realm of normalizing their health so they don't have to. I mean, do you really want to go to the doctor right now? I mean, think about that.
No, because you can get a false positive COVID and get exposed as well.
Yeah. So do you really want to go? So there are, and herbs have been used for hundreds of years, thousands of years. They were used before the pharma, you know, and we talked about that earlier in the show. So long and the short of it is not trying to get rid of pharma, but it's saying, hey, I don't want to stand in line, you know, and there's stuff that can help me and keep my blood pressure normal, keep this, help me keep in the normal range of blood work and everything else. Energy levels and cleaning my, you know, the tea cleans you out and helps you with the digestive. And boy, when you deal with the gut and you take care of the gut, man, you start running right. You start doing good and exercising, eating right, you know. It's funny, like all the crappy food sells out and all the good food sits over there because it's 10% pricey higher. So what? That's so much worth it because you're eating good stuff and you're getting more vitamins. You know, when they put the herbicides and pesticides on plants, it kills them. It kills all the nutrients. So you're just putting foliage, you know, roughage inside of your mouth, you know, it doesn't do anything. So, you know, tea business is doing good. I'm always running specials. People like specials. And I've got a great special going on right now. I've got two of them, actually. And they both really are good for the time that we're in right now. And one's called Get Your ABCs, which is vitamin A, which is new to get the tea. We have vitamin A, which is kind of the building block of your immune system. We have vitamin B, which is it's a B complex. And it's great for nerves and lots of other good stuff. And then vitamin C with coral calcium. And look up coral calcium, see all the benefits of that. Pretty mind-blowing. And then, of course, with our tea. And our tea is the backbone of everything anyway, because it gets your digestive system running. The tea then makes you go. And then we have another special real quick. And we just got new to get the tea. We got melatonin. And for those of you that are having a hard time sleeping, it really helps. It's very much aids in some sleep, and it's not going to knock you out. So if a burglar comes in your house, you're still going to be able to wake up and, you know, take care of business. But it's really nice to just kind of kick back a little bit. And it's 10 milligrams, and a lot of the melatonin out there are 2 and 3 milligrams. This one's 10. And it also helps with cortisol, kind of normalizing cortisol. So cortisol comes from fight or flight, and you have the fear that factor that's going on in you. So it releases in you and lots of other good stuff. So it kind of helps stabilize that so that you have, you know, because here's the deal. If you are completely worried, fearful, scared, all this kind of stuff, and you're a diabetic type 2, your blood sugar is going to be through the roof. It's going to go up because all of those chemicals are dumping into your blood system, and boom, glucose is being released, and you're going to have some bad blood. So it's kind of nice to get mellowed out a little bit, get your chemistry working a little better, and have a little bit lower blood sugar reads because your adrenals aren't just flying crazy and nutso. And it's kind of funny, you know, type 2 diabetics and type 1, type 1's even worse. But type 2, it's tough because type 2 diabetics, you can do your blood, you can take your blood right now and say it's a 145, turn around a minute later and be a 152, turn around a minute later and be 137. I mean, it's so bizarre trying to tag our blood where it is. So if we can do anything and try to help keep it normalized, we want to be doing that. And there's lots of tricks to the trade, but, you know, we'll talk about that another time.
It's pretty amazing stuff. It really is. You ever had any trouble with the FDA?
Yeah, absolutely. Not on radio so much, but they try to, you know, and they're just doing their job. You know, some of it was my own fault. I did everything right, but I didn't have everything written down in written form. They love papers. So they love papers. And their papers sometimes are very wordy, and their own people can't explain the words because they're written by attorneys and lawyers that are incredible at words. So, you know, you've got to have operational instructions and all that kind of stuff, which we do now. So we're pretty good to go. But as far as that, no, they leave me alone. They know my heart. And, you know, if they don't, what can I do? I'm trying to get people to, you know, and I told them one time, I said, you know what? We need to be on the same team. And he says, pardon me? I said, we need to be on the same team. You're coming in here to make sure that I'm not selling crap. And I said, and that's fine. I totally, you know, respect you for that. I said, but on the same token, tell me how to do my job the best way I can so that we can both get these supplements to people to help them. And he just looked at me. Nobody's ever said that to him.
How can that be a surprise to anybody?
Well, you know, there's good and bad in all circles of government. And even to our post office. You know, our post office, somebody at the front could be, you know, oh, how are you doing today? And the postmaster can be, you know, a turd. So, and then I think it's that way with every organization, you know, with, you know, some mayors are good, some mayors are not, some governors are good, some governors are not, all the way up the ladder. So FDA, some people are good and some people are not. And it just depends who they are. But for me, my heart, the reason I got into it wasn't to sell, you know, strychnine. My ideas was to get people to feel better. And there's certain things you just got to do. And you can't say lots of stuff about lots of products because they'll tag you for it because it's considered a claim. You know, if I say this did this and lowers your blood sugar, that's a claim. They don't like that. But I could do it if I had a pharmaceutical, but not with a supplement. So, you know, you're a little bit picked on there, but they're pretty good with me. I've been to a few meetings and they're pretty good with me. They know my heart, and I think that helps.
Better you than me, my friend. That's all I got to say. I would want nothing to do with this process. You must have the patience of a Job. That's all I'm going to say. You do. You do.
I don't know about that. I keep my goal forward, and my goal is to help people. You know, I go on these shows, and, you know, maybe one person will grab it, or maybe 100 people will grab it. You never know.
Yeah.
But if one person grabs it, I still did a good job, because that one person's going to get better, or that one person's going to say, well, what can I do to do this? And, you know, it's expensive. You know, this is free. They listen to radio, or they listen to a podcast, or they listen to a YouTube. That's free. And it beats going to the doctor and spending $300 to be insulted.
Yeah, that's what's amazing. I think we've lost the meaning of customer service. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Yes.
Well, we've been speaking with Ronnie McMullen of Get the Team. We're actually going to have Ronnie over on our TV show, too. And if you're not signed up for it, go to thecommonsenseshow.tv for commercial-free television. Ronnie, I'm looking forward to having you on. We're actually going to do that next week, everybody. And we'll probably have that posted the following Monday because we're a Monday through Friday operation. So you can go to church on Sunday. Ronnie, good stuff here. Again, tell people how they can order your products.
GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And if you want the specials, there's a special page, but there's also just scroll down the front page. The ABCs and the melatonin I was talking about is right there on the front page.
Yeah, well, I got to tell you, you made me think there deeply a couple of times, and I'm going to I'm still processing a couple of things you said, and it was pretty interesting. So I'm going to actually go back and listen to this, and I'm sure a lot of people will too. Thanks for being with us, my friend. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.